just on my mind. I heard all that lovely time. Feel like I were a little child. Well, I've got Christmas on my mind. Every time when it comes.
Even pulling out the less listened to Christmas jams, Pete Zimmerman, the great producer here on The Download, is not just a behind-the-scenes guy who is an audiophile. No, when he hits the streets of Chicago, he becomes a Christmatologist, a man who is so obsessed with the holiday season that he thinks about it year-round. That's why he's such a low profile. You don't see him doing crazy stuff in the summer because he's getting ready. This is his prime time. And we decided, because Pete Christmas is so hard, that we would give him his own segment each week leading up to the Christmas holiday in the month of December. We start tonight. Pete Zimmerman, the official Download's Christmatologist.
It's here.
Where does this come from? Because last year, I think we had the same conversation, maybe the year before, to try and get at why you go all in for the Christmas season.
That's a good question. I don't really know the genesis of it. I mean, I always liked it as a kid because you got presents and you're off of school. And then that kind of led into, like, being in college. So you get presents and you're off of school. And then my first job out of college, like working in radio, like, I got presents and I was off of work, you know? So there's something about, hey, this is great.
Right.
What's not to like?
It's pretty rudimentary, if you really think about
it's
it.
Pretty basic.
Presents
get
and
stuff. Yeah.
You just take time off, right?
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's magical. Like, we're right here on Michigan Avenue, you know, the lights, and just, like, you know, it's such a dip, you know, it's cold and gray, it's dark early, and it just kind of helps me through deal with the sadness of the winter.
Right.
With lights.
Right. Well, I will say, all those things are true for me as well. But you go beyond. I mean, in the idea that every time I turn around, you're like, well, I went and saw that play, or I went to this bar, or I went to eat this place, or I went to this museum, mm-hmm. whatever you much do. So what is it that motivates you to actually be an active, willing participant in the holiday season, not just like me, who's like, oh, I love the holidays, I'll sit at home?
Yeah, I don't really know, because I'm not that active the other 11 months of the. I mean, I like to, you know, like, go to new places, but certainly not as much. Yeah, I don't know what it is about this time that gets me out when it's cold.
All right, so let's start with, why don't we start with your home? How many Christmas trees do you have up this year?
We have two Christmas trees. This is the first. We have, you know, our main real tree. Mm-hmm. And may I recommend Whole Foods?
Yeah, you went to Whole Foods route.
For a tree, because we're right by Gethsemane.
Yep.
Up there, and trees are like $300 there.
It gets really expensive there. For a long time, that was our tradition to go up there. It was almost like we felt like we were going to the country, but going up to Andersonville.
Going out to the woods, chopping your own tree.
But I like that place a lot. I really do.
It's
I
great.
Stand by it. I like the owner. I like everyone there. I was just always like, man, these Christmas trees are so expensive. I always long for the day of the $15 lot tree.
Yeah.
And this was long gone. I was getting the $80, $85 one. But yeah, every time I walk into the Whole Foods, I get annoyed by the Christmas trees blocking the carts. There's a ton of them everywhere.
Yeah, we're going in there to get some soy milk. Next thing you know, we're packing up a tree on the top of our car. $50.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's a good deal.
And it remains to be seen if it will last throughout the holidays.
How long is it? It only has to last till the day after Christmas. Are you the kind of guy that, like, lets the Christmas tree hang around till mid-January?
I've been known to have it through Super Bowl Sunday.
It's early February, right? Right.
That's usually when about the time I would get rid of the Christmas tree.
I know my wife's on a. I'm the same way. If I ever got a tree when I was single, I would keep it up till March. Like, what's the point? It's so awesome to have a new thing in your living room.
Yeah.
And my wife is. She is very. If it's not to the recycling, like thrown in the park where it says that you should recycle trees by the second week of January, it is a huge party foul.
Yeah. And, you know, normal people, this is, of course, probably similar to you, born out of laziness.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want to. What? I'm not going to get. What? It was such a hassle to put this thing up. I'm gonna try to enjoy it for the full 2 months.
Do you go crazy with the ornaments? Are you a guy who's collected a bunch of ornaments? Are you?
Yeah, I have a lot of ornaments.
Traditionalist,
from
like you get them from when you were a kid.
Yeah, a lot of them for when I was a kid growing up, and then I also have a lot of, you know, bears, cubs, bulls, things that they don't make it to the day. They have been kind of shuffled off now that I'm married. My wife has a lot of
that's
good
why you have two trees, right? Oh,
we have a lot of really nice ornaments. And so the Coca-Cola, Chicago Bulls, Garfield, the cat, they are no longer.
They don't make it? What are you doing them? They just stay in the
they
box?
They just stay in the box.
Oh,
you
can't even put them in a bowl?
Yeah. I wonder if I could give those to charity.
Why don't you bring them in for the swap meet or something? Or we just find a different way? Or maybe it would be fun to decorate our office with all the leftover misfit ornaments that we're no longer able to
toys.
Put up. Yeah. We should do a... I mean, we're probably too late because everyone's already done this, but we should do some sort of thing maybe for next year, even this year, where we have people send in or we get everybody's and we find a way to honor the ornaments that did not make the cut.
Yeah. I'll bring – because we're working Wednesday. We're doing swap meet. So, I'll bring all my old ornaments that didn't make the
– like the ones that – are you the kind of guy who makes your own ornaments?
No, my wife does. She makes me a special ornament every year. Like
she's
last
talented,
year, like her ornament was the Cubs World Series hat.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, the year before, you know, she does something special. So we have a lot of her homemade, mine are, you know, I just like buy them at stores.
My buddy, Jeremiah and, his wife, Diana, they had a ornament party 1 year and I totally misread the room. Like, I showed up, and I was like, this is going to be fun. I'm going to drink this eggnog and party. Who cares about the ornaments? Boy, was I wrong. They cared about the ornaments. Everybody in there had head down with, like, little, you know, brushes, and there was not a social – it was not a social gathering.
So you were making the ornaments from scratch.
Yeah, they're making the ornaments and getting real into it because there was some sort of competition, but everyone was, like, almost, like, silent with, like – goggles, like, you know, almost microscopic goggles on with the little, like, chiseled.
No,
sitting here going, are we going to hang out?
Yeah, I'm more into that.
Is there any dancing going on here? Yeah. I did not read the room well. That was an early exit for me when my wife was like, you're an idiot. Let's go. I was like, oh, man. But it was a nice party, but I was out of my realm. So you won't do ornament parties.
No. But our house is decorated, you know, nicely. We have the two trees and it's, you know, we have a lot of Christmas, you know, ephemera around the house and things
all
of
right.
that nature. So
well, let's
it's nice.
Do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and then we will ask Pete what we should do this weekend. What we should do both outside and inside. And then we will also talk about maybe what we should avoid. How about that? And again, if you have something that Pete should jump out and explore this weekend, 312-981-7200. He could take a look and maybe have a report back for the next Christmatologist segment coming up next week. All right, stay with us. If you ever need it. Our Christmatologist Pete Zimmerman has your holiday recommendations for the weekend. We're going to be doing this segment each week leading up to the Christmas holiday. Pete, of course, our resident here, not just on the download, but I would say WGN and being a specialist and an expert at what to do events both inside and out for the Christmas season. Pete, why don't we start with what do you have on this weekend's list that you think is a good thing for people to do outside? It's going to be a little warmer than it is today. Mid-30s, probably. But what do you like?
For a few things outside. Of course, the classics are the you know, the Chris Kindle Market. There's one right here downtown by the Picasso. And then there's the new one that opened this year that's up by Wrigley Field. You know, you can shop the little markets. They have, you know, Christmas ornaments. You can get yourself a potato pancake. Sausage,
yeah, brat.
The mulled wine, and then you get the traditional mug. They give you, if you get the
Stein,
wine,
yeah.
you get
the
mug.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
the thing where every year people go nuts if it's not a boot.
It's so...
They're the outrage. happens. How is this not a boot this year?
This not a boot?
Yeah.
How was the Chris Kringle Market at Wrigley Field?
It's great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And that's in the new, is that in the new spot, like between the hotel and the little grassy area there?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's the grassy area now is an ice rink. So it's a tiny little ice rink, and the ice kind of looked choppy. Hmm. But, you know, most of those things are hard to maintain.
But, you know, that's, I mean, again, I always love to say that's by the Yum Yum Donuts. The Yum
right,
Yum Donuts
exactly.
is gone. But not a bad call if you are a Cubs fan or not. But the idea of making a trip to Wrigley Field when the Cubs aren't playing is actually really great.
Yeah, you're in the shadow of the field, and they have the lights of, at the on the stadium are on during this. So, I mean, you can't, you're skating in the rink, and you're looking right up at Wrigley Field, or you're walking through.
Smart idea, yeah.
And they have a nice big Christmas tree that you can take a photo next to. It's, yeah, really nice. So, I mean, I think it's going to, yeah, it's going to be pretty fairly decent.
My suggestion would be to do it on Sunday during the day or at night, because Saturday is going to be a bleep show up by the Wrigleyville area because of T-Box, which is on your list of things to avoid.
Right.
T-Box.
Yeah,
what is T-Box?
T-Box is the 12 bars of Xmas.
Sure it is.
And from what I gather, I've never been, but it seems like it's a pub crawl. 12 bars along Clark Street there in Wrigleyville, and you drink Coors Light, and you wear goofy sweaters and outfits, and then at night you see people dressed up as, like, Santa Claus hammered on the CTA.
There's always Instagram accounts and blogs and things set up about to watch the 12 ugly faces of T-Box, because not unlike a Cubs game or a celebration of any form in Wrigleyville, it gets extremely out of hand because young 20-somethings overindulge.
Right.
And quickly it becomes a watching someone dressed up like Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation, you know, having to either relieve themselves or vomit on city property.
Yeah, it's always great to, you know, it's like you're going to miss the local journalism, like DNA Info will be reporting on the crimes that were committed.
Yeah. Right, right.
You know, the day after. So we're going to miss out on that.
Yeah, that's on Saturday. So going up to the ice rink with your family on Saturday might be a bad idea.
Yeah, go Sunday during the Bears game.
It's a perfect time to go, actually. All right, so we talk about the Chris Kindle Market at Wrigley Field. I think that's awesome. I actually might do that this weekend.
And you could... another fun thing to do is it's not really convenient to Wrigley Field, but you can make the transfers and whatnot. The holiday train runs, and if you've never been on the holiday train, you know the CTA is, you know, you get on there and it stinks and it's dirty, but for some reason the holiday train do this right.
So what is it? I mean, I've always seen the outside and I've seen pictures of it on social media, but I've never actually been in it.
It is it's a regular L train, but is completely decorated for Christmas.
Any line, or is it on the brown line? Or
they skip. They go through the different lines throughout the holiday season. Okay. This weekend, I believe it's going to be the blue line and the pink line. And you can go right to the website and click on when it's going to be at each station. So you can just go there, pick a stop, go there, ride a little bit, get off. So you can get on the blue line, transfer to the red line, boom, head up to Wrigley Field or whatever. But yeah, it's like it's completely decorated for Christmas. The seats are red and green. The poles are wrapped. They have elves on the train giving away mints. Great for kids. I mean, kids love it because you get to see the city all
and you can
light
go
up.
To the CTA website and tell you where to get it at what time.
Exactly, like 5:36 at, you know, Damon and Division or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to do that too.
Yeah.
All right, see? Nailing it here.
It's great.
So if we have those two things as things to do and we talked about what not to do, let's talk about inside, especially, you know, I want to talk about what to watch on television, but I also want to talk about what to do if you're an adult and you want to have adult beverages.
Uh-huh.
The bar scene here, because I've noticed in the last week or so a lot of press releases, but also announcements that there are Christmas-themed bars in Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but what is that?
It's essentially bars that are taking advantage of the holiday season and kind of redecorating themselves for the season. For example, there's a tiki bar in Logan Square called Lost Lake. Paul
it's
McGee, a famed mixologist in town, they transform the tiki bar into Santa's Surf Shack, and they dress up the bar in Christmas decorations. They play holiday songs all night, and they have cocktails like from '92, the Merry and Bright, and they deliver them in really fun glasses, like Santa Claus glass, Santa's butt glass. It's just really different, and a few bars do that, but I really love Lost Lake. I would recommend Lost Lake. Lost Lake opens at 4, and get there right when they open, because then you can get in, as opposed to
if you go Saturday at 8 o'clock at night,
you're gonna have to wait, or you might not get in. Yeah,
but Lost Lake, which is a famed tiki bar in Logan Square, dressing up as Santa's Surf Shack.
Right, and then you have your classics like Butch McGuire's down on Division, which they get a zillion lights, a train going around the bar. Simon's up near me in Andersonville. They decorate really nicely. They serve the glug, and they give you a little cookie. Those are probably the
top places.
Simon's, Butch McGuire's, Cork and Carry, a classic where I grew up on the South Side. Also, a terrific bar that transforms the bar into a Christmas heaven.
All right, I'm loving this. I feel like I'm going to go home and I'm going to talk to my wife and I'm going to say, "Hey, let's do this." She's going to say no, but I feel like I'm contributing. Like, she'll probably be surprised, because she'll be like, "Wow, you really want to do this stuff?"
You're about. I mean, you have the big snowman in front of the house.
She's into it. But I'm just saying, like, she doesn't expect me to be into it. And my suggestion is, like, if I go in there being like, "Let's hit the bar. We got to go to Simon's. Then we've got to go to Cork and Carry." She's going to be like, "What are you talking about? I'm going to day drink." All the way. I'm like, "Why not, Miles? You can just wait in the car. It's okay."
Yeah. That might be a little difficult.
It might be difficult. All right. We'll continue this. We'll take a break. We'll get an update on Rob's news. And then we come back. Let's talk about what we can watch on television this weekend, including a Hallmark special that Pete and Molly just began with their podcast about watching the Hallmark movies on for Christmas. So that's coming up here on The Download, so stay with us.
Oh, when you find for some sad reason you're alone this Christmas season, and the joys of home grow dimmer, just like a memory's distant glimmer. When you love and you are parted, and all Christmas cheer departed, it's sad.
There it is, some more off the beaten path Christmas music provided by DJ Zim. Pete Zimmerman, our Christmatologist, who beats by Zim. He, of course, is the man who is bringing us Christmas cheer this holiday season. Each week he gives us what to do this weekend. We now know that we need to go see the Kris Kringle Market, Kindle Market up at Wrigley Field. We have to find a way to make a transfer so we can get on the holiday train, which will be on the Blue Line this weekend. And that we also will be going to Simon's, Butch McGuire's, Cork and Carry, and, of course, Lost Lake, all in one night, and while avoiding T-Box. That's what we've learned so far from tonight.
There's one more outside thing I want to quickly mention, because we have such a good relationship with the city. They do a great thing at the Bean there on Friday nights at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7. They have choirs and groups, and they set up right in front of the Bean and sing Christmas carols.
Oh, it's so great.
So if you're out there, enjoy, they had the Leo High School choir out there last week.
It's so fun.
So if you're downtown, I would definitely go around there
from 6 to 7?
6 to 7 tomorrow.
Wow. It's a great idea. Might have to partake in that as well. I could love this. Uh-huh. This is great. That's wonderful. All right, so what should we watch on television? You guys just started the podcast, which is getting rave reviews, critical acclaim. Tell us what the podcast is, and then we can talk about what people should watch the Hallmark film and then listen to the, at the same time, turn the sound down and listen to what you guys are doing?
The podcast is called Molly and Pete Save Christmas. Molly is my wife. And we are fans of the Hallmark Christmas movies, and they run on two stations. They run on the Hallmark station and the Hallmark Movies and Mystery station. And there's new ones every year. There's like 20 new ones. They start in November, and they run a new one like each Saturday. And we're fans of these movies. Often they're horrible, but they're really fun to watch. So we watch one of these episodes and then we talk about it on the podcast.
As my son told me, we were watching something, I forgot what it was, in fifth grade, 10 years old. He goes, "Oh gosh, we are so hate watching this." So he said, I was like, what? It's like, wow.
Yeah. Because they're all somewhat similar in that there's a city boyfriend who, you know, just wants to make the money. And then there's a country boyfriend who, you know, "Hey, man, I'm all about Christmas." And then a woman who, you know, she's like, has a great, you know, job as a high-powered attorney, but really thinks that her calling is ice sculpting. I'm going to give up the high-powered attorney job. And,
right.
You know, I'm going to be an ice sculptor. So they're funny, so is, and they're enjoyable.
Is the podcast, forgive me for not hearing it yet, but is the podcast almost like a DVD commentary? Or are you reviewing it, the two of you?
We're just kind of talking you through the episode.
Got it.
So you don't necessarily need to see the episode, but if you're familiar, you know, it helps if you're familiar with what the style of a Hallmark movie is.
Okay, so the one that you did is, what's the name of the?
It was called A Song to Remember. And it is it's a good one. It's similar to the TV show Nashville, and there's like a country star whose bus breaks down in a Christmas town.
Reba McEntire?
No. Their tour bus breaks down in a Christmas town, and nobody knows who she is except one of the guys in the Christmas town. He's an aspiring country artist who's afraid to leave the Christmas town and take his talents to Nashville. And it's their burgeoning romance. Mm. It's a good one. Song to Remember.
We'll talk about that one.
And you know, you can just turn on 321, whatever it is on your cable box, and there'll be a good one.
Just they're always playing.
Yeah, oftentimes featuring a Candace Cameron Bure, a Winnie Cooper.
Oh yeah,
she's in a lot of them.
Yeah, right.
My favorites are the Alicia Witt episodes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's good stuff.
All right. Okay. All right. I feel like we've got it.
Just dive in.
So you, at this point, the download listener, you have options to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
You have options to drink inside.
Mm-hmm.
You have options to watch stuff on TV and not leave the house.
Yeah. I think you're set up.
And if you don't want to watch TV, you can stay at home and go through your old ornaments and see which ones might work to put in a bowl to send to us at the download.
I cannot wait.
Right?
Yeah.
I think we nailed it.
I want to see old ornaments.
So, okay, so this is this considered where we're at right now, December 7? Are we in the throes of it? I mean, is this prime time?
Yeah, we're getting into it now, cuz a lot of times, you know, officially we like to think the Thanksgiving after Thanksgiving is kind of the start of the season. But like Simon's might not have their decorations up that Saturday.
Right.
So you kind of give them a couple of weeks to get their decorations up. Butch McGuire's, I think, starts early like November. There's a place that we visited New York for the holiday last year, a place called Rolf's. I read about it. It's like, oh, Christmas decorations, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, this is great. It's going to be like Butch McGuire's. You go in there. It's beautiful. Christmas decorations all over. Then I was reading the menu, and it said on the bottom, it's like, Christmas decorations stay up through May.
Like, what? That's not acceptable.
Like, no.
That's lazy.
That is unacceptable. That is,
if you get to Cinco de Mayo, you've gone too long with the Christmas decorations. No doubt about it.